Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks will meet with the House Judiciary Committee a week from today in a private interview. The panel subpoenaed Hicks last month as part of its investigation into Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report and obstruction of justice. A transcript will be released after the interview. The House Oversight Committee votes to hold Attorney General William Barr and Committee Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross in contempt for not handing over documents on the 2020 census. Committee Chairman, Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings.
They both refuse to comply with duly authorized subpoenas issued by this committee that require them to produce documents relating to the addition of the citizenship question.
Earlier today, President Trump defended the inclusion of the question.
It's ridiculous. I think it's totally ridiculous that we would have a census without asking, but the Supreme Court is going to be ruling on it soon.
The administration has turned over 17,000 pages of documents on the census, and Ross testified for nearly 7 hours back in March. Latest contempt vote, part of the House Majority Democrats' increased effort to investigate the Trump administration. President Trump says more troops are being sent to Poland as part of a growing alliance.
The president's been praising Poland for meeting NATO commitments by boosting its defense spending. At a joint news conference with his Polish counterpart, he announced American forces will move there from elsewhere in Europe.
About 1,000 American troops.
And that the Polish government will pay for supporting them. He's also touting Poland's purchase of more than 30 F-35 Joint Strike Fighters. With a single jet flying over the White House today to mark the sale. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
This is AP Radio News. Arrests are made in the wounding of former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz over the weekend.
Five people have been detained. Chief Prosecutor Jean-Alain Rodriguez says the alleged shooter has been identified as Rolfi Ferreri, a.k.a. Sandy. Witnesses say the shooting at a Santo Domingo bar was carried out by two men on a motorcycle and two other groups of people in cars. Police say the coordinator of the attack was offered about $7,800 to carry out the shooting, and the alleged coordinator was among the suspects in custody. Rodriguez did not talk about a motive. Meantime, David Ortiz's wife says the man known as Big Poppy is in guarded condition at a Boston hospital. I'm Ed Donahue.
A 14-year-old high school freshman collapsed and later died during conditioning drills at his high school in the Tampa, Florida area. Police say the drills had been going on for about a half hour yesterday. When Hezekiah Walters lost consciousness, he later died at a hospital. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.